This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode!
Karen!
Hey, Jode, we're back up to heat in August.
I mean, woo-wee, yeah, hot.
Normal, week. This is normal.
Yeah, and it wasn't so bad. It wasn't humid. It wasn't horrible.
No, it's not so bad.
And some
bad.
Of the most beautiful days so far this summer. You know, over the week, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, totally.
I would take it. You know, and school's back, so.
I know. How's Mia doing? Okay.
She's okay.
Okay.
We're getting homework in line. That's right. Yep.
Doing it's a an West adjustment at first,
school.
Isn't
tough.
It? I remember.
You know, it is, but she was looking forward to it. So.
Good. See all her friends and everything.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So it's fun times for her and college starts. And
tonight,
so, yes.
Well, tonight, Gary and I are going to Omaha Fashion Week.
Well, that will be so much fun. You know, it really received so much acclaim.
Hasn't it? Great article on it.
Yeah. I just saw that article. What was that, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe a little over
a week
ago.
Maybe a week or two ago, yeah.
But are just the talent. Like, we say this over and over again, and I know we sound like a broken record, but Karen, the talent. I mean, how about the 16-year-old or the 15-year-old girl from, is it Millard, I believe,
yeah.
or Papillion or something?
I can't wait to see these
clothes. So that'll
clothes.
Be fun. You'll have to tell us, our listeners, next
we'll
week.
We'll have an update next
week. Yeah,
okay.
Tell us how it is. I'm sure it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Speaking of you and Gary in marriage.
Yes, 10 habits that keep marriages strong, Jode, even when you're married again to the same person.
Well, and, you know, who doesn't do that, Karen,
right,
for goodness sakes?
Doesn't do that?
But you know what it says, that you obviously, you know, you were married to him the first time and you thought, hey, I know this guy.
Right.
And why don't
and there's
I marry
no
him
surprises
again?
Now. It's pretty good, actually.
I mean, is it better the second time?
Yeah, I think, it was great the first time. We had all our kids and that was fun and everything. But, yeah, now I think we might even appreciate each other more. And that's one of the points here. Vocalizing your appreciation of the person. I find I try to do that. You know, you
Which
try
is
and
so good.
Try and focus on the positive.
Yeah. Well, I think the big key here, not trying to change each other.
I think that's you're
there
right.
There are so many marriages that fail because number one, they marry him thinking I'm going to change him.
Mm-hmm. Or and it doesn't happen.
Or the man thinks he's going to change his
right.
wife. It doesn't. Marry him for who they are because
right.
they're not going to change.
No, not at all.
No.
And then let's see.
Don't side with the enemy.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah,
and don't get too comfortable. That's another thing. I think people kind of sit back and they just kind of let the time
mm-hmm.
fly.
You do have to make an effort.
You do.
You know, you do.
Know, light some candles, get a bubble bath, get it going on.
Right, right.
All good. And then
it's about the little things.
It
really is. Like, you know, somebody does something, a little thing that you do nice for your partner.
Yeah, because the small stuff does add up.
It does.
And adding up, how about in Celebrity Beat?
Oh. 25 million.
Yeah,
or
Oprah.
The Butler.
You know what's funny, Karen? And you said you saw the movie and you
mm-hmm.
loved it.
It's very good.
And I look forward to seeing it. I know my mom wants to see it and my daughter wants to see it. You know, Oprah, you're seeing her on all of these talk shows, and she's really more down to earth. Now that she's not in the big Oprah.
Right.
She is down to earth and definitely more approachable. So she's really excited about
this.
She is.
And Butler. This is her first acting role, Jody, in 15 years.
Yeah, What was The Color Purple, 30, or was it more than 15 years ago?
Maybe. Wasn't her last movie, was it?
No.
I don't remember.
She did another movie. And
yeah, I know, she did. You're right. She's good in it, but the star is...
Forest Whitaker.
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He won an Academy Award for...
Idi Amin.
Yes.
Wasn't he? And he was
yes.
excellent in that, but this is a totally different role.
Oh, I'm excited to see
it. Yeah, it's wonderful. And then we also saw the Steve Jobs movie, which...
How was that?
I really enjoyed it.
Really?
You know,
Ashton
hasn't
Kutcher
done
was
as
good?
Well in the box. Ashton was great.
Huh. Believable.
Very he walks like Steve Jobs.
You know, I wonder why it hasn't done that well. Do you think it's a movie that just doesn't appeal to everybody?
Right. I really think that, actually. And maybe Ashton doesn't appeal to everyone.
He doesn't.
I know.
You know
it.
From what I understand.
Right.
But, you know, Steve Jobs, what his products that he's, you know, obviously mm-hmm. that he, you know, was behind, the brains behind all of these incredible
so
things.
So brilliant.
Just as my daughter Mia said to me, isn't it amazing that, you know, this man is no longer with us, but look at the legacy he has left.
Oh, I know.
And while she's holding her iPad mini, her iPhone.
I mean, really,
you know,
the whole world.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He has helped us to connect to the whole world.
Absolutely.
And on
also,
the other side of the world.
The monarchy.
Come
connects
on.
Us to the monarchy.
Yeah, and they're staying, Prince William and Kate. So they released these pictures of their baby George,
yes,
right?
But there's a lot of people that were disappointed because they're not formal pictures. They were just taken by her dad in their backyard.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
I do, too. I think it's taken some of the formality. I know there's old codgers back in the UK who are saying, oh, my goodness.
Ew.
Oh, my goodness.
Ew.
Let the pictures begin. Absolutely.
Ew. It's adorable, Joe. Have you seen them?
They're
really cute.
And they're staying with her parents.
Yes.
And not, you know,
I know,
in
isn't
the
that
form.
Great?
Yeah, so I think it's great. Good for them.
Right.
I hope they pave the way for the future of the monarchy.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
And do you eat See's candies? Because I have.
Do not, but I have.
I know, I have too. So it says he had a sour day and one of his chocolates was recalled.
Yeah, Warren Buffett was not having such a sweet deal on that day, was he?
Yeah, it was the dark chocolate blueberries. They were recalled. Somebody had an allergic reaction to the product, but, you know, it's okay.
Well,
Warren, you know, it's okay for Warren.
You know what? It's okay. And let's just hope that everyone is okay
right.
from eating the blueberries. And finally, this Bethany Hamilton, who was in the movie, her arm was taken. She was a surfer.
By a shark.
By a shark.
Oh.
So she was amputated. So she has, you know, one arm remaining.
Mm-hmm.
But
she was in that movie.
Yeah,
it was a wonderful
surfer.
Movie about her life.
Yep, called Soul Surfer.
What
and she
a
was
strong,
very
wonderful
and very faith-based.
Girl.
She loved, you know, obviously her faith is what got her through.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up marrying this Christian youth minister, Adam Dirks.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. So
and this happened to her when she was 13. This is 10 years ago that happened to her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a teenager and this happens?
Well, absolutely. And look at how she certainly has persevered. So
mm-hmm.
congratulations. And let's thank Filmstreams.
Filmstreams. Yay. We love your movies, Filmstreams.
Love them.
And Blackfish is there. And
yeah.
I saw the preview. It looks really good. It's about the orca whale that killed a trainer. Remember that?
Yes, I do
at
remember
SeaWorld?
That. I'm going to go see that movie.
Yeah. It's
a story
about how they're in captivity and they're psychologically, you know, going crazy because they don't need
it's
to be in
right.
captivity.
Yeah.
So
it's
that looks like a great movie. Thank you, Filmstreams. And great show today, Joe.
Yes. Erica Spindler, who is with us via phone from her home in New Orleans.
She's a New York Times best-selling author. She does thrillers.
Books. Over 20 books.
Yeah. In 25 countries.
Yeah. Amazing. Woo. She also co-authored a few books with Alex Cava. Who we interviewed earlier.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Lonnie Lynn on. Everyone knows Lonnie Lynn. He's an orchestra band leader for 30 years.
And Teresa Hamilton.
Yes. And Teresa is a local author who did her first book on parenting. She's so adorable. She has four little ones. It's a great book.
Yeah, it's called It's Okay.
Yeah, It's Okay.
And our show
okay.
is more than okay.
So we're all okay, Joe.
Coming up, Erica Spindler.
No matter the weather, in December or June, it's always great. In a Malibu sunroom.
Meet Bill and Debbie Schwartin of Omaha, Nebraska.
We had a roof over our deck, and we just wanted to get it enclosed. We were having breakfast one morning and saw Malibu sunrooms and decided to go pay them a visit.
And it was originally going to be strictly a sunroom. And then we went to Malibu and started looking around, and it just escalated from a sunroom to an all-season room.
I had come from a construction background, so I asked a lot of questions. Everything was top-notch. I was very impressed. They just did a great job.
I was the one that was kind of dragging my feet thinking that we really didn't need to do this. And I'm probably the one that uses it the most. I use it in the winter when it's snowing. I use it in the summer, the spring. I use it all the time.
They just made it really, really easy for us. There's nothing bad to say about the Malibu Sunroom.
Click MalibuSunrooms.com.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing The Spectacular Now, plus Blackfish, opening August 30th. The Hunt, the story of a man rebuilding his life, only to have it all threatened by a single untruth. Also, a hijacking, with lives hanging in the balance after a freighter ship is intercepted by pirates as CEO refuses to negotiate. The Bollywood and Beyond series continues with Omkara. Tomorrow evening at 5:30, the Forever Young Family and Children's series features the touching 1945 classic about the relationship between a daughter and her father, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Plus, on Tuesday night, it's the one-time screening of the film Seraphim, the true story of an artist who claimed to paint at the dictate of a guardian angel. Presented in collaboration with Jocelyn Art Museum, Seraphim features a post-show discussion led by UNO professor of French, Dr. Juliette Parnell. Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advanced tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
Hyundai's cost less at Todd Archer Hyundai, and right now save even more. We've made a special purchase of over 80 off-lease and fleet return Hyundais. Choose from 2010 and newer models, all marked with huge savings and all with the remainder of America's best warranty, 10 years and 100,000 miles. Like a 2010 Accent for just $79.95 or a 2011 Sonata starting at $13,995. How about a 2013 Hyundai Genesis? Just like new and sale priced at $10,000 less than the original price. Need an SUV? Drive home a 2010 Santa Fe for only $13,995. Easy on-the-spot financing is available regardless of past credit history. Apply online for a fast credit approval. Stop by today and check out our huge selection of over 80 nearly new Hyundais. Or visit us online at ToddArcherHyundai.com. But you've got to hurry. These special purchase Hyundais won't last long. Todd Archer Hyundai, where you always get more for less. All offers to finance on approved credit, prices plus tax, title, and license. See dealer for details.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We're very excited today to have on the phone with us Erica Spindler. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she's going to speak about her new book. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Erica. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be here.
Via phone. Yes. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, via phone.
Right. You're in New Orleans now, huh?
I am.
Okay.
I am. And I kind of rather be in Omaha because it was a lot cooler there than it is here.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
well, this
you
week it's gotten,
that.
Yeah, right.
That's
it's
right.
gotten warmer this week.
Erica, you might say that, but
okay.
We were in the 90s all week and.
Yeah.
It's been hot.
It has been a beautiful summer, but now we're back to August weather. Yeah.
But with,
okay,
I think
never
that,
mind.
Yeah.
Never
say,
mind. Okay.
That's right. We'll take the heat, but you've got the humidity in
yeah,
New Orleans,
that's true.
So that's fine.
Right. That's true.
But you're such a prolific writer, Erica, and I love the way that you started writing. Would you tell us about that, why you started?
Sure. I studied to be an artist. That's what I was going to be all my life, is a visual artist. And I finished my graduate degree at the University of New Orleans, and I caught a summer cold. And I went to the drugstore to get cold tablets and Kleenex, and they dropped a free Nora Roberts romance into my shopping
bag. Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's just, and I was so sick. I just didn't even have the energy to say, you know, I don't read romance. I've always been a big reader, but I'd never read category romance. But I got home, and there was that book. I had nothing to do, so I picked it up, and I was just hooked, completely hooked. And I went on a reading frenzy, and I just decided somewhere during that frenzy of reading romances that I had to try my hand at writing.
But you must have been a good writer. Weren't you a good writer before that point, or had you ever thought you wanted to be a writer?
No, you know, I remember writing a story, oddly enough. I was like in the fourth grade. A story about a woman whose husband was trying to kill her. So when I was like in fourth grade.
You're 9 yeah. years old. You're thinking that, boy.
I know.
That's, I'm surprised you didn't get hooked then.
I know. The husband's nefarious plot was to put a big rock under the brake pedal of the car. So going down a hill, she wouldn't be able to brake.
Very creative. But, did you watch some weird shows
really
at that time or what?
But other than that, I loved reading. I was a total bookworm, but I always just thought I was going to be a painter.
Wow. And was your first novel Bone Cold?
No, my first novel was actually a romance titled Heaven Sent.
Oh, Heaven Sent. Okay.
Heaven Sent. And my first big novel was titled Red.
Okay.
And it was a big, kind of a Cinderella, rags to riches, small town girl makes good in Hollywood kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of glitz and glamour. And then when it came time to come up with another story idea, I just happened to make the hero a cop, a homicide detective, and it was set in New Orleans, and they were on the trail. This is a subplot. He was on the trail of a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was writing those parts of the story, it was so much fun. The words were just flying out of me that I was just like, when it came time to write another book, I was like, I want to do that again.
Wow.
You know, it was kind of almost like a drug, you know, or chocolate. I had to have more. So, you know, consecutively, each book got to be more more suspense and less romance.
You're just a natural at it. Wow.
So really, painting, basically what you're doing is you're painting
with words.
With words.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, so you are.
That's exact. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is exactly it. That's what I decided somewhere along the line, that I was just, I really use my art training, but I, you know, then paint pictures with words.
Right. Now, your first book, was it hard for you to get it published, being a new author?
It was. It took me about three years.
Oh, it did. Oh, you really persevered on that one, boy.
Yeah, I persevered. And actually, my first book never was published. It's in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I playfully have titled it Fatally Flawed because I make the mistakes, you know, all the mistakes a beginning writer makes in it, you know, cliche characters, cliche plot, you know,
mm-hmm.
you just, you know, I used to think, oh, I bet it's better than I remember it. And I'd pull it out thinking I could just kind of dust it off and publish it. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's made in that drawer.
Right. But look what you learned from it. And you went on to your next one. That's why, you know, you never give up. You have this talent. You nurtured it. You honed it.
And you continued. And how many bestsellers?
I mean.
Well, Bone Cold was actually my first bestseller.
And that one.
So that was back in, what was that, 2000 and something.
And it won this award that we can't pronounce.
Oh, we love it. It's the Daphne de Maurier Award for excellence.
Yeah, Daphne de Maurier. Yeah.
There we go.
I'm sure I win an award just for announcing it.
You did, Joe.
yes, and a Romance Writers of America Honor Roll member. So you received the Kiss of Death Award for your novels Forbidden Fruit and Dead Run. And you were
Kiss
a three-time
Death
Radio
Award
finalist.
How about that, Jody?
I know. I think it's wonderful. I mean, now, so, Erica, are your characters intertwined? You know, I know that you've co-wrote some novels with
Alex Cava.
And yeah, Alex talked to us about how she has a main character, and that character has, you know, remained through her, you know, 11, 12 books. She has 13 books, but I believe there was only, you know, one of those that, you know, didn't have that character. Are your books similar to that, where it's one?
They're not. My books are almost always standalone.
Okay.
It's like I come up with an idea, different characters, different setting, the whole thing every time. You know, I look kind of enviously at writers like Alex who have a series that's successful and a continuing character. So I actually kind of tried my hand at it. I wrote two books, one called Copycat and then the follow-up book Breakneck, and it was two female homicide detectives, one, you know, young and cocky at the beginning of her career, and the other one kind of older and burned out at the end of her career. Hmm. And I thought they'd make good kind of series characters, and they did make good series characters, but I didn't have as much fun. It didn't feel as natural to me to write a series, because I really like the creativity that I can have and the fly by the seat of my pants. I can change anything in a book that I want to.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, once you have a character, and like Alex always says, she wishes she hadn't given her character Maggie O'Dell and a sociopathic alcoholic mother or something like that, you know. Because once that's there, you can't change it. It's in the
right.
book.
That's true,
you know, it's
yeah.
in the first book
it's
the
there, yeah.
Book,
it's literally so. In writing.
Yes,
And then I do my New Orleans story, since I do live in New Orleans and I love the setting of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I have some crossover characters, and what those are, it's like a big family of cops and, intergenerational people who have been on the force, and they kind of pop in and out of the books. Sometimes they're a lead detective on the case. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're actually the main protagonist. Sometimes they just make an appearance,
uh-huh.
you know, one of my New Orleans stories. So my readers kind of like that, and that is fun.
And your new book, Erica, Justice for Sarah?
Yes.
Tell us about your new one.
All right. I would love to. Justice for Sarah was really inspired by my newfound love of criminal trials on TV. And, I've watched Jodi Arias and Casey Anthony and Amanda Knox. And with both the Amanda Knox case, and she was tried in Italy, and Casey Anthony, I was really fascinated with the way all the evidence against them was circumstantial. Mm-hmm. And some of the evidence was actually their behavior, you know, during interrogation and after the murders and then after that. Amanda Knox sat on her boyfriend's lap and giggled at the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And Casey Anthony, of course, was out partying and getting tattoos when her little daughter was missing. And so, you know, I just thought to myself, what if all your behavior, you know, all the circumstantial evidence made you look guilty and everyone thought you were guilty, but you weren't.
But you weren't. Oh,
and so that
awful.
Was the basis of Justice for Sarah. Uh-huh. My character at 17, she's a rebellious teenager. Her sister's her guardian. She wakes up one morning to find her sister brutally murdered.
Mm.
And everybody thinks she did it.
Yeah.
I mean, she just looks so guilty. And she's tried. She's charged and she's tried, but she's acquitted.
Boy.
And everybody still thinks she's guilty. So the story really picks up 10 years later when she receives an anonymous note saying, what about justice for Sarah? And Sarah was her sister. And she realizes at that point that, you know, she never went on with her life, that her life came to a bloody screeching halt that morning she found her sister, and emotionally she's not moved on. And she really needs to find justice for her sister and maybe some justice for herself. So that's...
Oh, it sounds like an interesting thriller. It sounds wonderful, and especially along the lines of what's, you know, in the public right now, and that seems to be
totally current event-ish,
isn't
it?
And it will always be current. And your books seem to remain current, which is so wonderful, Erica, and such a great talent. And we are truly honored and thrilled that someone of your stature and talent is sharing your afternoon with us. We really, really appreciate it. And again, your new book that is coming out, thriller Justice for Sarah, that we just talked about. Any other of your books, Watch Me Die, Storm Season, Slices Night, I love that title. Some great titles, and I know that Karen and I will rush out and go to Amazon.com, I'm sure.
Do you have a website, Erica?
I do, ericaspindler.com, and I'm very active on Facebook. I'm Erica Spindler Author, and Twitter, and all those things.
Wonderful. For our listeners, it's S-P-I-N-D-L-E-R, Erica Spindler. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and we are honored, Erica, to have you on today. Thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you, and good luck with your next novel, whatever it may be.
It's in your brain, though. We know it's in your brain.
Yes.
It's in there.
Yes. Thanks, Erica.
Thanks, Erica.
Where's the summer gone? This is Dave Austed from Austed's Golf. Soon, school will be starting, footballs will be flying, and you won't be thinking about buying golf equipment. After 50 years as your golf store, I get it. So I need to clean out our store now so I won't be looking at this stuff next spring. Save on almost everything in the store during our huge blowout sale. Savings up to 70% on the best name brand golf equipment and apparel. Great deals on Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, FootJoy, Adidas, and many more. The lowest prices of the year. Do me a favor. Take this inventory off my hands and I'll save you a lot of money at your golf custom fitting headquarters during Austed's huge blowout sale.
Save up to 70% at Austed's huge blowout sale this month at any of the four Nebraska locations or visit us online at Austed's.com.
Austed, we've got your game. Talk your language, see us today. The golf is best advantage. Austed offers more. Oh, we've got your game. Your Austed's golf store.
Attention, Omaha. It's time for a better GED program. One that builds work experience and makes you a better you. It's time to build your new future. It's time for Youth Build Omaha. Youth Build Omaha helps people like you, ages 16 to 24, get your GED while teaching you construction skills along the way. You'll spend time in a classroom with others your age and work on a construction site building a house for Habitat for Humanity. Serve your community while you improve yourself and make money as you go. That's right, make money while you're completing the program. Earn incentives for attendance and follow-through. Apply in person at Goodwill in the Benson Park Plaza at 72nd and Ames. Or download an application by visiting goodwillomaha.org/youthbuild. Walk in with an attitude for success and a commitment to hard work. Walk out with qualifications and confidence. Turn your life around. Apply in person at 72nd and Ames or download an application online. Visit goodwillomaha.org/youthbuild. That's goodwillomaha.org/youthbuild. Start building your brand new future today.
It's The Beat, supported by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now showing The Spectacular Now, plus Blackfish, opening August 30th. The Hunt, the story of a man rebuilding his life, only to have it all threatened by a single untruth. Also, a hijacking, with lives hanging in the balance after a freighter ship is intercepted by pirates as CEO refuses to negotiate. The Bollywood and Beyond series continues with Omkara. Tomorrow evening at 5:30, the Forever Young Family and Children's series features the touching 1945 classic about the relationship between a daughter and her father, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Plus, on Tuesday night, it's the one-time screening of the film Seraphim, the true story of an artist who claimed to paint at the dictate of a guardian angel. Presented in collaboration with Jocelyn Art Museum, Seraphim features a post-show discussion led by UNO professor of French, Dr. Juliette Parnell. FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advanced tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, we're excited today to have in the studio with us a real ball of fire, and I'm sure you've all heard of him, Lonnie Lynn, and he is the band leader and drummer of the Lonnie Lynn Orchestra. which is a ballroom dance band. And how many years now, Lonnie?
30 years.
Whoa,
this year. Wow.
You started when you were 10, huh?
Well, pretty close.
Yeah.
That great. Welcome, Lonnie.
Yeah, and congratulations, 30 years.
Yes, it's been really fun.
Yeah.
Because you're doing what you love.
We're doing
That's
what
right.
I love. Uh-huh. Started out playing when I was 11 years old, but not my own band at 11, but it's been going on for 30 years with my own band. Started right out of high school.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's terrific. And now your wife sings?
Yes. Now I've been married for 17 years. My wife sings with the orchestra the last 17 years. And
that's Denise?
Yes.
Okay, Denise Marie. And who else is a singer? You said
Alan Volish, my trombone player, is also the singer in the orchestra.
Ten musicians,
Ooh. Yes.
I know. And they have, Karen, they have appeared in venues all over the U.S. of A. You've been on, I know, was it Royal Caribbean?
Yep, Royal
Cruise
Caribbean.
Lines, and Panama Canal, Alaska, Hawaii, and Mexican Riviera. So you were all over there. But your dancing friends, of course, joined you wherever your tours will have taken you and are going to take you in the upcoming months and year ahead. What I loved is I said when I saw your picture, Lonnie, before I met you, I said, kind of reminds me of, a young Lawrence Welk. And then I read in your bio that you've played in the backup band, right?
For Lawrence Welk.
I did some shows back up some of the stars of the Lawrence Welk cast that always come through in the Midwest occasionally. A couple of them were about 3 years ago at the Nebraska State Fair.
Hey, that sounds fun.
Guy and Rolna.
Wonderful.
Oh, Guy and Rolna. You know, we love them.
And what's this Guy Lombardo? You shared the stage with Guy?
Yeah, well, actually, Guy Lombardo, the orchestra is led by Al Pearson right now, and... So we shared a stage together doing a big band weekend. So he performed as well as our band and sharing the stage back and forth. Mm-hmm. Music continuously all day long.
Tell us, how do you define big band? I mean, these are songs from the 30s, 40s.
Yeah, they always say it's hard to decipher us being a orchestra because you're supposed to have violins. But that's why we call it a big band because our orchestra has four reed in the reed section. And four in the brass section, and then a three-piece rhythm section behind it. So,
boy, you're a huge sound.
It's a big band. It's not the full 16 or 18-piece orchestra, but it's still a wonderful sound for that, you know, larger
Totally, because I've seen you, and everyone wants to get on the floor and dance to you.
They all love it and have
great.
A great time, yes.
Really?
Yeah, he has an upcoming event, Karen.
Yeah, September 8th, is that your upcoming event?
Yes, September 8th.
Livestock Exchange Building?
At the 10th floor, Livestock
That's
Exchange
right.
Building.
That's right. Don't even think about going to the 8th or 9th floor, because
no.
it's on the 10th floor. and then you have some great upcoming events. I know, Lonnie, you said that you have some events in Wahoo, the Starlight Ballroom, in December, and then you're doing this New Year's Eve party. Is that right?
Yeah. We always,
is that
we've
the big
been
thing
there
at the Starlight?
It'll be our 11th year there, New Year's Eve.
And Starlight's big in Wahoo, isn't it? The big ballroom?
Yes.
You been there, Joe?
I have.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing finer than the Starlight Ballroom in Wahoo. And Lonnie, I mean, I saw your big belt buckle, Lonnie, when you walked in, and I knew that wasn't what a drummer would wear, nor would a band leader wear. So I thought, okay, well, what's your background, Lonnie? But you're also a farmer. You also farm soybean and...
Farm corn and soybeans out next to Wahoo, Nebraska, and do that during the day, and then... End up playing a few weekends and going out on the road and seeing some wonderful people. So
yeah, that's great.
Isn't that fun?
I might be a little tired next week because we're going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana at a legendary Indiana Roof Ballroom this next weekend. And I never like to take too much time off with the guys and the members of the orchestra. So when we get done performing at 9 o'clock at night, we drive straight through all the way till 7 in the morning. Back to work.
That's the life of a farmer and an orchestra
and an
leader.
And a musician, you know, yes.
How diverse is
Lonnie? And a musician, that's right. You know, Karen and I are just normal folk.
We're normal. He drove up in his truck. It was really cute.
Yeah. You could have brought us some soybeans, at least, for goodness sakes. You know,
at least maybe sweet corn or something.
That's right. Well, he brought us
Lonnie.
That was good.
You know what?
Joke.
Lonnie could take a sweet corn in each hand, and then he can conduct or play the drums with your sweet corn.
Play the drums.
Yeah. I mean, you got to meld. You got to blend your backgrounds together as one. I think it's great. Did you have a lot of fun on the cruise line?
Yes.
When you were performing?
Yes. This next one that we're going to be doing, which is going to be a year from now, next August, we're going to be doing the Inside Passage of Alaska with your
wife.
So maybe you should come along.
Yeah.
We're
an Alaska
7 days.
Yeah.
Out of
that'd be good.
Is that Royal Caribbean?
No, this one is going to be with Princess Cruise Lines called the Golden Princess.
Oh. Well, you get to travel all over, don't you?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And how long will that be for?
That'll be a 7-day cruise.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can eat all you want?
And you can eat all you want.
Dance all you want?
It's like looking for Lonnie. Lonnie's at the midnight buffet.
Oh, he's
at...
No, it's the chocolate buffet for you at midnight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the chocolate. There's nothing, you know.
Nothing better.
No, I mean, on cruises, they'll say, what would you like on your hamburger? I don't know, a hot dog? I mean, it's nonstop eating. But, you know, how fun. And bands, you know, especially being, you know, big bands, I think there is such a...
it's a thrill.
It's a thrill, and it's a specific audience. And, Lonnie, mm-hmm. you were saying that you can't, your downtime really is...
Well, I usually slow down a little bit during the farming crunch, and that is spring planting and fall harvest. So there's about 6 weeks in the spring I really try to stay close to home, and another 6 weeks in October that I stay close to home.
But I see on October 12th is your 30th anniversary party.
So I am going to shut down for one day, but I am close to home at Wahoo.
That's true. It's in Wahoo.
In Wahoo.
Now, you're going to introduce your new CD at this party?
Yes. That is going to be our CD release party.
Tell us about that.
And we started the project in May, and just this last week, a good dear friend of mine, Chuck Pennington, finished finalizing all of the... mastering of the CD along with Tom Warehouse.
Aren't they great?
They're our favorites.
Both of them are
great. We love them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I saw Lonnie. I was in Chuck's office, and here comes Lonnie bopping in.
See?
Yeah. I said, Lonnie, you have to be on our show.
So and here you are.
So this is your fifth CD?
This is the fifth CD of the orchestra.
Called Tenderly, correct?
Tenderly, yes.
Mm. And there's so many tracks. How many?
Well, now that we're not making cassettes anymore, we loaded it up for 24 tracks on there, so you're going to get a lot of music.
That's wonderful. And how does one, go online to get your CD? Or
they'll be able to go online at LonnieLynn.com.
And it's L-Y-N-N, Lonnie Lynn.
Yep.
L-O-N-N-Y,
Or you're, and you'll be selling them at your 30th anniversary
party. The 30th anniversary
party
as well.
Which is Starlight Ballroom in Wahoo on Saturday, October 12th, Fall Dinner Dance. That's awesome.
So some of the songs on your latest?
Well, it's Tenderly that we're going to let you hear a little bit of. And then some of the other selections on there. Matter of fact, Chuck arranged some of those performances on there that we have. And then... Another dear friend of mine, right when I got out of high school, his name was, I can't even remember his name right now. He was with Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. Bill Granville was his name, a big-time arranger. And when he got out of the service, he started writing lots of the big band tunes from the 20s, 30s, and 40s and just filled my library. And then since then... We're sitting on over 1,600 big band arrangements to play.
Wait, so you know in your head? You know in your head all these arrangements?
I have the numbers all memorized. It's unbelievable. But
is that unreal, Jody? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't like to look at your brain. I think Lonnie.
We'll just rename him Rain Man. That's okay. It's Lonnie Rain Man.
It's amazing when you go out and you perform for audiences. You can look at their face. You can't remember their name, but you can remember their favorite song. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
That's great. That's what brings your audiences and your dancers back for all of your performances, which is really sweet. So
you bring music to so many people. Thanks, Lonnie. We're so lucky to have you.
Glad to be here.
30 years. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So the song we're going to hear again, Lonnie,
is
called
Tenderly.
Tenderly
from your new album called...
Tenderly.
Oh, Lonnie, thanks so much for joining us
in the
studio.
Lonnie.
We're
glad to
thrilled
be here.
To
Thank
have you.
You.
Good luck with planting season and hopefully
and all the sweet corn.
All the sweet corn, that's right, and soybeans. Let's just hope the stock goes up in soybeans.
Yeah.
And all is well, but good luck with,
good
with,
luck,
the, with
Lonnie,
the new CD.
Good luck, Lonnie. Say hi to your lovely wife.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you put your signature on something, it means you're standing behind it. You're making it your own. That's the feeling behind the new signature salads and sandwiches at the newly inspired Spirit World Cafe. So, when you and your pals from work want to enjoy something wonderful for lunch, or you and your spouse want to have a delicious dinner before the show, come in and try the new signature salads and sandwiches on the fresh new Spirit World Cafe menu. Spirit World at 75th and Pacific and at spiritworldwine.com.
Pam, get ready to do some painting.
Jim, we just painted the living room last week.
Well, I'm talking about some real painting on canvas. I'm an aspiring artist, you know.
I hope you're better with canvas than you are with walls. What brought this on?
Well, it's Mangelson's big art event and sale this Saturday, and select canvas will be 80% off. Select artist brushes are 50% off, plus watercolors, acrylic, and oils on sale, too. They also have drawing supplies and paper discounted. This is something we could do together, dear.
You went by for popcorn, and you grabbed a flyer, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, but check this out. From noon to 4, there'll be demonstrations with spray paint, catalyst texture blades, Pen and Ink by Nancy Leppo, Throwing Clay by Twisting Tree Pottery, and Origami.
That's great, but I'm going to be at the free make and takes from noon to 4 with Little James. I love doing that with the girls when they were little. It's such a great family event. This year, they'll be encaustic wax painting, watercolor and mixed media, mini canvas collage, Macon's clay, and you can even tie-dye a pencil bag.
Well, I hope they have plenty of popcorn. We're going to be there for a while.
It's the big art event and sale at David M. Mangelson's this Saturday from noon to 4, 84th Street next to the farmhouse. Bring the whole family.
Do you suffer from pain after shingles, PHN? The symptoms of PHN can be debilitating. The deep, burning pain and extreme skin sensitivity can greatly impact the quality of your life. Heartland Clinical Research is conducting a 21-week clinical research study of a once-daily investigational medication compared to inactive placebo for the pain of PHN. If you have experienced the persistent pain for more than 3 months, call Heartland Clinical Research for more information at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now showing The Spectacular Now, plus Blackfish, opening August 30th. The Hunt, the story of a man rebuilding his life, only to have it all threatened by a single untruth. Also, a hijacking, with lives hanging in the balance after a freighter ship is intercepted by pirates as CEO refuses to negotiate. The Bollywood and Beyond series continues with Omkara. Tomorrow evening at 5:30, the Forever Young Family and Children's series features the touching 1945 classic about the relationship between a daughter and her father, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Plus, on Tuesday night, it's the one-time screening of the film Seraphim, the true story of an artist who claimed to paint at the dictate of a guardian angel. Presented in collaboration with Joslin Art Museum, Seraphim features a post-show discussion led by UNO professor of French, Dr. Juliette Parnell. Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advanced tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, everyone. Joining us in the studio is Teresa Hamilton, who is the author of a book called It's Okay. Let's get real about this thing we call parenting. And let's get real about parenting. The fact is, really, Teresa, and welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that we love it. You know, whenever you, anyone that I, of our friends that have had children, they always say, you know, babies don't come with instructions. And where is the recipe book? And where's the directions? You know, my gosh. So this book just seems really down to earth. And it's, you know, what you see is what you get. And I'm sure it's based on your experience as a parent.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah, there was over 40 contributors that helped me to write this book. They contributed the real story about things that had happened in their life. And they allowed me to use their stories without names, of course. But the idea behind it was that I was feeling a little overwhelmed with life, working and balancing and trying to be a good parent, trying to play with my kids, trying to read up on the best things to do with my kids, trying to volunteer. And it was just too much. And I kind of felt like when I actually told the truth to my friends about how I was feeling, they were feeling the same way too. And it's often not something that you talk about. And so the stories are meant to be very funny. I mean, a lot of them will have you rolling. But the idea behind it, the concept behind it is, I feel like, a very serious one that we can all relate with.
All of us.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's a wonderful book. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this out there because it's real. This is real. It's not how to. It's not,
It's not what to expect.
So wonderful. 100%
yeah, it's based on your, like you said, so it's real life experiences. Yeah. And
are you in there too? You write your stories too?
Very much so, yeah. Probably about two or three of each of the chapters. Okay. Two or three stories, excuse me, in each of the chapters. our personal stories from our family.
Here's what I love that you say or someone said, quote, everyone is the perfect parent until they actually have children.
Yeah. Before each chapter, I did write a little scenario or synopsis about my thoughts about them. And the chapters range from my life is nothing but pee, puke, and poop to parent confessionals.
It. The three Ps. Important.
So I tried in that beginning part of the chapter just to offer a little bit of my own personal experience and knowledge with it. I don't claim to be an expert in any way, and I think that's what
that's what's good about
what sets the book apart a little
bit.
Well, and it's like you said, it's relatable. I think none of us, you know, we all feel like we just want to be such perfect parents, and there is
no such thing.
No such thing.
Nobody's a perfect person either.
No. Exactly.
And if you can find humor and that silver lining as well, and
makes
it
a lot easier to bear. It really does.
And how old are your kids,
Teresa? My kids are right now 8, 7, 5, and 2.
See, she really knows.
Wow. So she has you have your hands
kids.
Full.
And when the concept came into my life or came into my head, I guess they were very little. My littlest one had just been born, and then I had an almost 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 6-year-old, or 6 and 7. And we were balancing school and work and daycare and doing 2 drop-offs and pickups every night after work, and kind of feeling like I wasn't working well and I wasn't being a good parent. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't quite know how to find that balance in between. The beginning of the book actually has a points to ponder section, and that's became my favorite part of it, which surprised me because I thought that the funny stories would be what I enjoyed the most. But it kind of takes on a life of its own, saying things like, don't judge others. You know, don't judge them just because their mistakes are different than yours. The grass is always greener unless you water your own lawn. you know, trying to find that balance that works for you. It's not going to be a balance that works for everybody. And then also one of them is, you know, everybody has good days. There's so often we'll see somebody put together and we think in our head, I wish I could be like that. They seem to always have it together. And chances are they don't have it any more put together than you do. You know, we all
that
have those moments of glory.
Sure.
But overall, I think that that's what I look forward to the next books, because I'm working on my second parenting one and then also one on marriage. And the points to ponder section has kind of been what I've based my blog off of now, trying to make people think about the other side of the story and give people empathy, even though, you know, we don't know what's going on in their life.
No.
And trying to also find the blessings within your own life, even when you are struggling.
Because gratitude is so important. Teresa, what's the name of your blog?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
It's okbooks.blogspot.com. And so it's just called It's Okay Books. And you can find it on my Facebook page also.
And Teresa is
T-E-R-E-S-A
Hamilton.
That's right.
What a great idea, Teresa, to put how did you find time to actually put all this together and write it?
Yeah, because you were a school teacher.
I was an elementary counselor for 7 years and a first grade teacher prior to that. And so decided to take a leave of absence from work. And I didn't know if it would really come to fruition if I'd actually do it. But I was still kind of in that mentality of working. And so for the first 4 months I was home during nap time, all I did was write.
Right.
And I was able to knock it out in about 4 or 5 months, and then the editing took a lot longer than I thought. And then publishing it, I couldn't decide really what I was supposed to do, and there's not a lot of information that's really handed to you. You have to really dig, and it's hard to get in touch with somebody, and everybody kind of wants to communicate via email, so it was very difficult, and that's why I decided to self-publish it, just because I wanted to get it out there. I didn't know how long I'd
have it would take too long. Yeah.
But, you know, we've heard from several authors, Karen, who self-published, and they say that is the way to go.
It was a great way to get it out quickly, and I thought the final product turned out wonderful. I've gotten some comments on the cover, which is something I'm working on kind of redesigning a little bit, adding maybe some little stick figures on the front just because it is. People say it looks more textbooky.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I do like your illustrations. Tell us who your illustrators are.
Yeah, my illustrators were actually 2 junior high students that I had worked with formerly at the elementary school I was at. And both Puerto Rican girls, just amazing spirit and really bought into the concept, totally understood about making mistakes and messing up and wanting to do better and the idea of the It's Okay philosophy. They just really caught on well and we're so excited about being able to be a part of it.
I'm sure.
Oh, I love
the
it.
The looks on thrilling, their faces when they saw the,
I'm sure they were
the
so
book
excited.
With their names on it was priceless.
They would have to be. I'm sure they're so excited. Well, a couple of the excerpts I would love to hear, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear. And I just happened to I know you're probably, you have a few marked, but this, "Mom, please don't eat my snack while I'm in bed." Okay, can I just tell you that my children, they think that it's okay to come into my room and eat snacks. Mm-hmm. And just eat in my bed, so that when I'm rolling around in popcorn and, you know, I'm thinking, what is the, can there, is there something wrong with my family?
Oh, that's
I mean,
well,
truly.
And this one actually, you know, this was me, and it was my son, and it talked about kind of how, you know, you go through when you're pregnant and you have all these cravings, and my husband and I had lost a lot of weight after our second one, and then snacks started rolling in the house, and we just, you know, you start sneaking them because they're for the kids, not for you. And he caught on to what I was doing. I think he was 2 at the time, and he just, you know, he looked at me right before he went to bed, and he just said, "Please don't eat that while I go to bed, Mom," because he knew that's what I had been doing.
That's so sweet.
Pretty pathetic, really.
Aww, and what's your excerpt? Let's hear it. What
well,
you like?
I had one marked over here, and this one. Oh, let me see if I can find it. Sorry.
It's okay.
Called Hungover Horror.
Horror, and, H-O-R-R-O-R.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, well, this isn't really a parenting book, is it?
No.
Okay. My goodness. All right, everyone.
And this was about a time when I got to go out, and I had 4 little ones at home, and overindulged a little bit, really enjoyed myself. And the next day we had to go visit great-grandma. And so it was very hot, and we had had several diaper blowouts on the way. And so then on the way home, it was definitely not the trip of choice. But I ended it up with, lesson learned, sleep-deprived mothers should not have fun. Sleep-deprived mothers should not drink. Sleep-deprived mothers should just focus on the monotonous daily life tasks to avoid the hangover hell that I experienced. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay. I love the title. Because it is okay. Our lives are filled with love. But, you know, as we said, we're not perfect.
No,
and nobody is.
We're definitely going to mess up.
Yeah, totally. And just have fun with it. Everyone messes up.
And one thing I would like to highlight, and that I struggled with a lot when I was writing the book, is that there are a lot of things in the parenting world that are not okay. And so, and being a counselor, I had seen some of those things, and I didn't want anyone to feel like I was giving them permission to,
no, you're right.
To screw
Good
up on
point.
Purpose. And
yeah.
So one of the points to ponder was bad behavior is not condoned. And I just encourage anyone who does have a pervasive problem that this is not the kind of concept that is for them. I'm more trying to work with parents who struggle on a daily basis but can maintain the life that they have. And I know that there are problems out there that need professional advice,
right.
And I would encourage people to seek that if they are in need.
Great advice, Teresa. Terrific. And good luck on your next book.
Thank you.
And whatever the
be,
title may be, do
yep,
we know?
Yeah, That's Okay Too.
Oh, good.
That's Okay Too.
More real
so
stories
it's very,
about this
it's
thing
the same
we call parenting.
Format.
And
that's
then I have good. It's Okay, Great. Let's Get Real About This Thing We Call Marriage.
Oh,
and that one we're actually I'm going to do a he said, she said piece on each story. And so you get to hear the perspective of her story from her side and then the story from his side.
Oh, that
we'll
sounds
see
how
that's really good. You can go on forever with this.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, and I want to do one on getting old because I do think there's a lot of struggles that we have as we grow old and in life and don't really want to talk about. So,
if there's is there a way, like some of our listeners, if they want to participate? In
Absolutely.
Your,
to visit my website, www.itsokaybooks.com. It's all spelled out, ITSOKAYBOOKS.
And they could write in if
yep,
they
there's
have.
A spot on there where you can actually share your story and that you can visit my blog and Facebook page and Twitter account from there also.
That's terrific.
That's
well,
wonderful.
It's wonderful. The book again is called It's Okay, Let's Get Real About This Thing We Call Parenting. Teresa Hamilton, thanks so much for joining
thanks,
us
Teresa.
Today.
Thanks, Teresa. A real pleasure. Say hi to your kids.
I will. Thank you.
Here's Nick, owner and head surgeon of Omaha Transmission.
All right, so Adam's car was barely moving and not shifting. He'd been told by another repair shop that his transmission needed to be replaced, so he wanted us to check it out. We looked at it and found out that it was the exhaust causing the transmission to not shift, so he was pretty happy he came to see us.
Omaha Transmission just operates on transmissions. If there is something wrong with your transmission, they'll diagnose it and fix it, not just throw it away and start over. Omaha Transmission. At OmahaTransmissions.com.
There's a reason so many garage floors are coated by garage floor coating. Because it works. Garage floor coating will restore and protect your garage floor from road salts and other chemicals because of an innovative coating process which has now become the industry standard. In fact, they've been awarded a Best of Omaha award by the readers of Omaha Magazine. Again. Click GarageFloorCoating.com. you'll find all the information you'll need about the last garage floor coating you'll ever buy. Garage Floor Coating. Experience you can trust. The doctor said it was a close call. It came out of nowhere.
Let's go for one more clear.
But almost dying isn't what scares you. It's the thought that your family will be left behind without you. But you don't know who to call. Call a friend of the family. Carlson Burnett, Attorneys at Law. When you have questions about how to care for your family, you need a friend who can lend a hand. Call Carlson Burnett today, and let's talk about it. Find out more. Click CarlsonBurnett.com.
The church choir is booked to sing in Chicago. Book a flight? Unless everybody sprouts angels' wings, flying is too expensive. Have everyone drive themselves? Only if the church has an oil refinery in the parking lot. Time to call Renovan. At Renovan, you can rent late model, low mileage, 8, 10, 12, even 15 passenger full-size vans to get where you need to be without busting your budget. Before you know it, your choir will be making a joyful noise. Make getting there part of the fun. Renovan. In Omaha, call 402-933-2500.
Life's about to get real. Real easy. Bare Body Shop is offering individual laser hair treatments for an amazing $39, $49, and $59 a session per area with no commitment. Now you can get 21st century technology that's quick and pain-free with unmatched effectiveness for as low as $39 a session per area. Get rid of unsightly body hair forever. Call Bare Body Shop at 916-9780 or go to barebodyshop.com. Bare Body Shop, making everybody better.
Getting up and downstairs may not be as easy as it used to be. Perhaps getting in and out of the bathtub has become a safety issue for you or a loved one. Kohl's Pharmacy and Home Care is offering hundreds of dollars of savings now through August 31st. Save on vehicle and chair lifts, stair glides, barrier-free showers, walk-in tubs, and more. Kohl's Pharmacy and Home Care is committed to the safety of your home or the home of your loved ones.
Stop by 127th and Q or call 402-408-1990.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode, great show.
Another great show.
That was fun.
It was.
And I have a surprise for you, Jode.
Oh, I'm excited. Let me hear.
My first animated YouTube video done by Jack Badalek and sung by his sister Grace. And it's called Mr. Nine.
Love it.
Okay, and we'll see you next week. Everyone have a great week.
Have a great week.
There is no one like Mr. Nine. He is a wizard multiplying. Like 9 times 9 is 81. Isn't that so much fun? There is no one like Mr. Nine. There is no one like Mr. Nine. He's round and straight at the same time. 9 times 8 is 72. That's the hardest one to do. There is no one like Mr. Nine. He is the last single digit. 'Cause the next number is, that's right, 10. For him there is no limit. He's on your clock and cell phone, and he lives next door to 8. There is no one like Mr. Nine. He plays baseball so fine. With 9 players on a team and 9 innings, what a dream. There is no one like Mr. Nine. There is no one like Mr. Nine.
Mr. Nine.
He's so much fun, Mr.
Nine. Mr. Nine.
He gets around all the time, but he's not quite a dime. There is no one like Mr.
Nine. Mr. Nine.
He is the last single digit. 'Cause the next number is, that's right, 10. For him, there is no limit. He's on your clock and cell phone, and he lives next door to 8. There is no one like Mr. Nine. Do you know anyone who's 9? If you do, last year he was 8, and next year year, he'll be 10. But now we'll call him Mr. Nine.
Mr. Nine, Mr. Nine. He's my Mr.